Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Philippe Falardeau here presenting the film The Bleeder. Thank you very much for joining.
Good afternoon.
So let's talk about The Bleeder. This is basically the story of the real man who inspired Rocky, the famous film. How did you find out about him?
Actually, I read a lot of scripts that come from my agent in L.A., and he knew that I wanted to do a sport film, so he sent me this way, and so I didn't know about the story. So it became a page-turner, knowing that it was linked to real-life event, linked to Sylvester Stallone inspiration for writing Rocky. And said, I kept turning the page and saying to myself, really? That happened? Really? But after that, I also felt moved by the character because he was so flawed, but still so genuine that I thought, why am I forgiving this character all the time? Why do I just want to hug him? What's this quality that's inside of him? That fascinated me. And from then on, I called a producer and I said, I think I would be the right person to do this film.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something about identity as well in this film. You know, at the start of the film, he has an identity. He's given an identity as the Bleeder, which is not one he's very fond of. And then this movie comes along, you know.
Well, I relate to that. A lot of my films are about identity. And I think all of us can relate also to the fact that we often have to live with a name that people have invented for ourselves. And this guy prefers the fictional character someone invented around him instead of his own real life, and finds out that this is a dangerous spiral down, especially during the 70s in the New York City area, where if you became a celebrity, it would mean like a lot of parties, a lot of girls, a lot of cocaine. So to follow a mirage, and the mirage being an image created in Hollywood of yourself, that can be very dangerous.
Right, and the setting and the actual time and place where the story takes place is quite important in the film itself.
Yeah, I think it's a character, and that was something, to tell you the truth, that I really was looking forward to. I was young in the 70s, but I had memories of the music that was playing on the radio at that time, so I put some of those hits, and also researching the aesthetic of it all, how people dressed. And so it became an integral part of the film, of its sexiness and its grittiness.
Do you find that you can still translate some of the things that happened in the story of the? Do you think that there's elements in this movie that translate to today's world in the story of this?
I think so too. Yes, I do. I do think that some elements in this movie are pertinent to today's world when you look at success. What is success? How do you define success? And how you deal with success? And success is all around us, but in a very strange and dangerous way sometimes. And I think it's very much about that.
Well, we are. Thanks very much for that. But you can stick around, actually, if you have time. Otherwise, we have also been joined by the actors of the film. I'm very pleased to be introducing to our listeners Eve Shriver and Mummy Watts here with us today. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us,
yeah.
So now we can just talk about the origins of this collaboration. What was your reaction to the story of this film, The Bleeder?
You know, I think I got the script because I've been a big boxing fan for many years, and but ironically, I think the script really grabbed me in its exploration of narcissism. And you know, I think if we believe the central lie that is at the core of fame, which is that we are the most interesting thing in the world, it's a lonely road. And I think Chuck, in his innocence and his openness, embodies that journey so beautifully. And I think that's captured my imagination, certainly as someone in the middle of his career, kind of going into television and going, oh, geez, wow, this is, everyone's going to know who I am now. And so that was an interesting trip. And this movie embodied that.
And what about you?
Do you want me to hold it so you don't have to break your back?
Good, yeah.
Sorry. I know.
The swing chairs are nice, right?
It's true. It's nice. I loved the script for the story outside of, I mean, I'm not a boxing fan particularly, although I did get interested in the time that Liev and I have spent together. And mostly I get interested in a sport because I want to know about the people and the drama in their lives and, you know, like the side story, which for me, I become invested in people rather than the athletes themselves. And this was had so much heart and soul in the script and the story, and I loved it for Liev and loved watching. I mean, this was in his hands for a good number of years. I can't say how many exactly, but his passion never swayed, and it was just a matter of time of how can we get this, how can he get it made, and. He just managed to do it, which says something because it just stuck with him and it was an important story to tell.
Yeah. And in terms of actually playing real life, you know, roles that actually exist, real life people, and then you know, there's kind of a sort of a responsibility that comes with that. And what is the kind of preparation, you know, in order to get it? Just like.
Well, when you're playing a professional prize fighter, there's an even bigger responsibility because the danger of actually them not liking the film and taking that out on you could be really catastrophic. I've been boxing for almost 12 years, so I had that in my pocket. Chuck's style as a fighter, please don't tell him I said this, of course he'll know, is relatively easy to emulate. It's move forward and get hit and don't care. I think he's kind of proud of it, actually. He always moves forward. He never moves forward. And one of the other things that was really beautiful to hear him say was that it was such an honor to be hit by Ali. And he really enjoyed it. It was probably, you know, the best 15 rounds of his life was fighting with the greatest fighter that ever lived. And he was truly enjoying every punch. And something about that seemed insane to me, but at the same time, remarkable and something worth capturing. And I think it speaks to the size of his heart. I think Rocky speaks to that as well. I think that story and that connection, and I think to watch him go 15 rounds with a man who he shouldn't, who most people said he wouldn't go past three with, what drove him to that was really much more interesting to me than the physical preparation, was what kind of cardiovascular determination and actual heart you have to do that. And it, for me, was a combination of will and profound, the ability to live inside an idea, and so that suffering is relative. And the idea for him was to be, to show his greatness, was to show his worth, was to show his value, and to be adored, and to be loved. That's so profound, that the depth of that for Chuck. And that's also an incredibly self-destructive goal.
That's true. I just wanted to ask the very same question to you.
Yeah.
What's playing the role of someone who's, you know...
Well, there's a responsibility always when you play a real-life character, and when they're alive still, they're, you know, that just ups the ante. And you just want to tell the story in as truthful ways possible. I just had fun listening to Linda and watching her and trying to do something I hadn't done before. But what was most impressive was their relationship and how protective they were of one another and how loving and cheeky and mischievous they were still at, you know, 30 years on into their relationship. But also to watch Liev embody this character and the amount of blood, sweat and tears that he put into it is really impressive. He, you know, the not just the fighting and the preparation for that, but the script and putting a huge amount of energy and love into it, and it developed over, like I said, so many years, and it was great to be a part of that.
Well, I really enjoyed the film. It's for our listeners. It's The Bleeder. Check it out as soon as you can. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure to have you on Fred Film Radio.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.